1st of January. I know. Y'all made it through the storm and everything else. It was crazy. But we're here. It's wonderful. Thanks for those that could come out. If you couldn't come out and you're watching online, we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll hopefully see you soon, you know, when the snow decides to relax a little bit. And we'll see how things go from there. But yeah, today I'm excited because we were going to do this joint message with Casting Vision 2 weeks ago. But then things happen, and that's just, you know, the way life is. But now we're going to be doing this as a joint sermon with myself and Pastor Steph. Sorry.
Hold on.
Let me get a drink of water first, because I'm suffering a little bit here.
Pastor Self.
Help me, Jesus, with myself and Pastor Self. Wow, that could be a new movie. We could do that.
Me, myself, and Pastor Self.
Yeah. I think there's already been a movie kind of like that, though, but it would be different. But so with myself and Pastor Steph, we've been praying about what the vision is for 2024. And we know the Lord has revealed that to us and what direction we're going to go with for this season. And we're going to give messages about that and what the Lord has really spoken to us. And also, did you know that he wants to speak to you too? He does. Did you realize that 2024, God has a specific plan for you for this year. And today is going to be a day where we're going to encounter him, and he's going to reveal that to us, or he's going to confirm it if you've already been sensing something in your spirit. So excited to do that. And so I'll share what I'm going to share first, and then Pastor Steph's going to come up here and share what God's put on her heart. And the word that I got for 2024 for this house was to make ready. That was what I got. Make ready is what the Lord said. Now, I looked that up in the dictionary, and I was like, okay, Lord, what do you mean by make ready? I wasn't quite sure. So it says, preparations and adjustments, the act or making, preparing oneself or something for use or action, meaning transfer, relocate, rearrange, change to repair something for use. Now, some of you are like, I heard a lot of things in there that I'm not very comfortable with, Pastor Van. I heard rearrange and transfer, relocate, and I heard the big C word, change. And you're like, I don't like change, Pastor Van. I don't know about you, but I like the way things are. And I agree, things are nice. I'm not a big fan of change myself. I mean, we've lived in the same house for 7 years. I'm kind of enjoying that. I don't want to move out of that for right now. I mean, I have some things that did need change because I need a new set of golf clubs this year, and that needed change. Amen. That's right. Preach. So we needed some change there. You know? So we need to be able to make ready. And what I mean by that is there has to be some adjustments. There has to be some change in our lives. It doesn't mean everything has to change. You know, I'm not saying that, oh, now you got to go sell your house, you got to find a new job, you got to do all these things. No. I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying there's some things in this house and in our lives, in our hearts, that God needs to make ready. Because God only makes ready for what he's going to bring himself. God only makes ready for what he's going to dwell in. And how many of you want to be a place where God can dwell in? Amen? That's what we're making this house. We want to make this house a place so that God can dwell in it and dwell among us and change us into more like him. Amen? So, God wants to do some awesome things in this house, CLCC, but we need to make ready. Some things are going to change. Yes, it's going to happen. You know, I mean, one of the biggest things is when I see change is in my house. When somebody's coming over, things start changing then, man. If you've ever been invited to my house, and if you haven't, I'm sorry, but if you've ever been invited to my house, I mean, let me tell you what goes on before you get there. There is a whirlwind of change that happens before you get there. You only see the end product. You only see when everything's nice, when everything's clean, there's no food on the floor, or anything like that. Not saying there's always food on the floor. I'm just saying I have 4 kids and a 3-year-old that loves to eat off the floor. So I don't know I don't know. Lord, help me with that one. But there is a mess in my house before the company comes over. And so it's like a whirlwind. And then we're saving this, we're cleaning this, we're vacuuming this. And some of you guys know what's going on with that. I mean, my mother instilled in me, you know, you want to make it so clean that it doesn't look like anyone lived there. You know, make it so clean, you never even lived there. That's a rental house, and you just came to invite somebody over. That's what it feels like. And I'm like, that's not true. That's not how it works. So if you want to know change, that is change. So we have to be prepared. Now, I'm not saying we need to go home, clean our houses, and you make sure, hey, everything has to be in order. I'm just saying there are things in our lives that God wants to change. There are some things that, hey, we need to straighten up of some areas, that we need to change some things. There's some things we need to throw out, and there's some things we need to bring in. Because God wants to bring some awesome things in, there's some things that we need to do to make ready for His presence. So also, some new things are going to happen when we make ready. And I'm excited about that. Some new things. You know, CSCC has been on a journey for a while. And in the first part of the journey, I feel like we're called to be the light of the world. So we've been on a journey. This is what we were called to be, the light of the world. And whenever I bring fire, everyone's awake now. Yeah, like, everyone's awake now. You're like, oh, you brought fire. I want to see fire. So, and when people love to watch things burn. So, you know, that is, I mean, that's key right there. So, everybody's awake now. Everybody's like, oh, what is he going to do with that? All right. So, I brought fire. So, God called us to be the light of the world here at this place. And we've done it. We've done it so well. We've done a great job with it. And many years, you know, into where things happen with Pastor Al and then transition through that with Pastor Steve. You guys have been a candle here, and it's been awesome. God's been doing some great things. But then God says, I want to do something new. And so the candle is not exactly what God wants to do. So even though the candle was really good, and God called us to be that candle, called us to be a light in the world, called us to shine brightly for Him, we need to do something else. So what we did was, we're still a light. If you can see those little lights, a little flashlight. A little bit different. It says man of God or woman of God. We became a little bit different. So we're still being a light. And if you charge it up, you see the light. We're still being a light. And we're doing a little bit different thing. We're promoting Jesus now. Even more so. So we transfer from being a candle into promoting Him and still being what God's called us to be. Then other things happen. And God says, all right, I want you to walk in something else. And you're like, all right, Lord. So then we become a brighter light. And that's really nice. And then we're like, all right, this is good. I like this better. I don't have to work as hard. I don't have to light anything. I don't have to have a flame. I got this now. So God's called this church to be a light. So we're being a light. We're shining up, and we're promoting our name, too. How do you like that? How do you like that? We're promoting our name. You know, doing things for the Lord. And then we're like, this is good. This is where we want to be. This is great. And then some things happen. COVID happens. And things happen in the church, and things are going crazy. And we're like, the Lord says, I want you to be something else. You're like, but God, I like being this. This is so nice. You know, you just pull right out. Just boop. There it is. I got a little light right there. If I need anything else, you know, I'm good. You know, I can put it right on my lapel. Can wear it quite nicely, just right around the church, you know. This is what we're called to be. We're being the light. We're promoting our name. We're doing things like that. But then God says, I need you to be something else. And COVID happens. Then we become something a little bit strange. We become, you're like, what is that, Pastor Van? So, we're still the light, but we're a little bit different than what we looked before. Because what the Lord's called us to do, because COVID was a very different time for the church, and we had to adjust to some things and do some other things that we weren't really comfortable with. And so, but the God has called us to do something, so we became something a little different. We're like, all right, this is what works, this is what we're doing. But I love the leadership that has been here through the years. Because even though it looks a little bit different, this has helped facilitate to where we are now. I love what the leadership, Pastor Steve, Pastor Kurt, and others in leadership, elders and deacons, I love what has been done because that's paved a way for what we're starting to become now. Not saying this wasn't good. This was great. This was great. I'm so happy that we came up with this contraption. It's a little strange. But the great part about this has made way for the new light that God wants to use us for. This is great because it lights up the world, but also makes way for what God wants to do now. And what God wants to do now is he wants us to become this, where we can be a phone, and we have many different things that we can do for him now. COVID was a season that we did only so much, but it helps prepare the way for what God wants to do with us now. And because the leadership and the leadership, the pastors and the elders were so faithful, we can now transition to making this and to holding something like this. Because that's what God's called us to do. And without the leadership and the pastors doing all this stuff before, this could never happen. So I want to thank the leadership. I want to thank the pastors. Because what happens here now is, even though this looks a little strange, this has become very functional on what we're going to do. Now you can do many different things with this now. You can do videos, and you can do things with your phone. You can do typing. You can do all types of things that God's called us to do, because that's what he's calling us to do. Now, we don't have to be overwhelmed because, you know, your phone, you got a lot of apps on there. You got a lot of things you can do on this phone now. And that's what God's called us to walk in. Now, he's not saying that we have to do everything right now. But he's saying if he wants to add things or take things away, we can be more functional with him and in the society that we are to create a kingdom culture. So God wants to do some new things. And I'm happy to announce that we're going to be doing our first conference here at CLCC since COVID. I'm excited about that. And you're like, well, what do you mean, Pastor Van? Well, what I mean is I will get more details to you sooner than later. But what I'm saying is we are going to have our first external conference. Not just people. We've had different things for just people here inside of our house. We've had different things, but now we're actually going to have a conference where we're bringing in a speaker, and we're going to have him speak to us, minister to us in the whole area. We're going to be inviting all the churches, and we're going to be inviting a lot of different ministries and things like that for us all to come in and learn more about him. And I'm so excited that it's going to be Pastor Dan Moeller that's going to be joining us. And I'm really, and I'll show a clip of him sooner or later in one of my sermons, and you get to see a little bit, a piece of it, when I get a little bit more of the details for you. But I'm so excited because God wants to do some great things in this house, and I believe that us having a conference with Pastor Dan is going to get us there. So when I was praying also about that, he said about the word for make ready, 2024, is we have to expect things to happen. We're making ready. We have to expect God to show up and do the miraculous healings, promises, provision. We have to expect these things. Not because of who we are. We'd be like, well, God, I'm kind of a big thing. Kind of a big ticket, God. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't need to get into that whole thing. Well, do you know who I am, God? I am Barry Van Hussey II. I'm kind of a big deal, God. I mean, I'm a top five fantasy pick in preachers. Just saying. I have a wife who's a big deal too. I mean, it can be a package deal, Father. I mean, we're like one and two up on the, you know, really up high, you know, up there. We're not talking about being a big deal like that. We're expecting God to do things because he loves us, wants to meet us, and wants to use us to do his kingdom and his glory here on earth as it is in heaven. That's what I'm talking about. And some scriptures to go along with that, and then I'll close here and let my... Oh, yeah. That was confirmation. I need to close pretty soon. So, Lord was saying, yep, you didn't do it. Let her win. Pastor Stephanie's going. So, some verses that the Lord led me to about how some of these things are going to take place. So, Jeremiah 8, 29 through 30. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? And the Lord led me to that, and he talked to me about what's going to be happening. He said, this house is going to be a house of hoping, of hosting people in ministry and in life that have been wounded and that have been shamed. And we can be, and we are a part of God's plan to heal and restore people. That's what we're here for. We're not here to throw stones. We're not here to shame anybody. We are here to help mend the brokenhearted. We're going to let forgiveness and grace be the culture in this place. And it's part of a kingdom culture, not a worldly culture. Because the world will do anything it wants to. It will throw shame, it will throw guilt, it will throw condemnation, it will throw all that stuff. But this house will be a balm of Gilead. This house will heal and restore, and we will be able to partake in that. People that have been injured in ministry, people that are in ministry or worn out or burnt out, we're going to be able to do those things in this house. And everybody has a part in that. Now, maybe you're like, well, Pastor Van, I can't really counsel somebody, or I've never been through anything traumatic like that. I'm not saying you have to. What I'm saying is jump into what God's doing. Everyone has a part in this house. No matter what part it is, everyone has a part. Another scripture he brought me to was Luke 1, 16 through 17. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go on before the Lord in spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. We're called to do that, partake in that, and we're also called to make ready for when those people come back. There are going to be some people that are going to be injured, like I said, people that are going to be wanting to come back. Children that are going to be coming back from parents, disobedient people that just went off their own thing, and now they're like, God has ignited them and called them to righteousness, called them to a plan that he has for them. We have to make ready for those things. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. The testimonies will be awesome. And then Mark, the last one, Mark 14, 13 through 15. So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house, he enters. The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us. CFCC, that's when the two men were going to prepare the Last Supper for Jesus. He said, go. Make ready preparations for us. Come on. We can be a house where we can house some of the amazing things that God has done. The Last Supper was one of the most momentous times in Jesus' life where he shares great many truths and things that he did not do and he will not do until he comes back, like communion and things like that, which we'll be partaking today. We have an opportunity. We have a chance to follow his will, follow what he has for us in 2024, to make ready. And so that way, when he comes, he can show his might, he can show his power, he can show his truth and enlightenment from him and from his kingdom. We don't want to miss out on that, church. I know I don't want to miss out on that. I know you guys don't want to miss out on it as well. And the leadership and all in favor, we want to see God do great things in this house. And so that's really what our vision is for 2024 that the Lord was showing me, to make ready, to be ready. And wherever you are in this house, there is a place where you can jump in. Maybe it's not the most flashiest place, or maybe you don't want to be in the flesh, but maybe you want to be more in the shadows. That's okay. God's calling us all, though, to minister. God's calling us all to be his disciples. God's calling us all to partake in our making ready this church, making ready this house for him to dwell. Not saying he hasn't dwelled here in the past, not saying that he's only going to dwell now. What I'm saying is God wants to move mightier in here. And I love it because one of my verses says this, that the glory of the latter days will be greater than the former.
Hallelujah.
And I'm expecting that in this house. There's been some great former day glory in this house. There's been some great expressions of great times. But I'm looking forward to see what God's going to do in this house in the future because it will be amazing. Amen? Amen. Pastor Steph, come on up.
I love what Pastor Van shared about the men going to find out where the Passover can be, because it said the man already had the room ready. So I agree with his word for this year that we're to make ready, and we don't want to miss out. We want to partake in what he wants to do. And if we want him to come and dwell here, then we need to be ready. So the word that the Lord gave me for this year goes along with that, and it's so generously. This year, he wants us to plant and plant and plant. If we want to reap an abundant harvest, we have to sow generously. And so the scripture that he took me to is Hosea 10:12. It says, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love.
Amen.
And this is the phrase right here that he really struck me with. Break up or plow the unplowed ground or the fallow ground. It is time to seek the Lord until he comes, and he showers righteousness on you. I love this scripture because it's showing fallow ground is basically like farmers do this on purpose. Like they'll have a field and they've planted things there before, but they're giving the field a rest because if they do, it will be more fruitful in the future when they sow it. And so in the scripture, God is saying, don't hold back, don't wait, I want to do something now. And I want you to give all that you have. Plow all of your fields so you can be the most productive that you can be. And I feel like that's what he's saying to us this year. Don't hold back. And we have already started sowing. And part of the way that we sow is in prayer. We ask. We keep saying, all right, Lord, this is our land that you said that you gave us. And we want to see it full of crops. And so we're saying, Lord, do what you need to do. And sometimes breaking up ground, right, that hasn't been plowed in a long time is hard work. You see, like we have a farm on three sides of our property. And so we realize when the plow goes through and there's huge chunks of dirt flying, oh, wow, that's a lot like of work to dig up all of that stuff that hasn't been plowed in a long time. So maybe work for us, especially if it's something we haven't done in a while. But as we've been doing this identity series, we've been realizing righteousness doesn't mean us doing it all right. It means right connection with Father God.
Amen.
And that's what prayer is. We're connecting with Father God. So it says, sow yourself in righteousness. So if we stay connected with him, all we have to do is obey him, and he's going to lead us to the fruitfulness, where it says, sow yourself righteousness and reap the fruit of unfailing love. So we're going to keep that connection with him. And we'll break up that unplowed ground. And this says, it is time to seek the Lord. So let's seek after him this year and see what he wants to do. Because I know I shared this recently about how it just God keeps impressing on me the picture of Elijah where, you know, God tells him the rain is coming, and instead of just standing around waiting and looking for it, sometimes that's what we do. We say, oh, the Lord says he's going to do something great this year. Let's see what happens. He wants us to participate. He wants us to plow the ground, and that's what Elijah did. He got down on his knees on the top of the mountain, and he prayed until the rain came. And so I really feel like that's what the Lord wants us to do this year. He really wants us to go after it and not to sit around and just wait. That goes with the make ready. He wants us to really go after it and break up that fallow ground and sow generously, obeying him with each step. And I also want to emphasize that when the rain does come, when the fruit does come, when the crop gets big, that it wasn't about us. And even though we do participate, he's not going to do it if he knows we're going to try to take the glory.
That's right.
I love the scripture from 1 Corinthians. Paul goes to the church in Corinth because they're having a feud. They're saying, oh, we follow Paul. And this other group is saying, we follow Apollos. And Paul says, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? It's not about us. It's about God. He says, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God brought the increase.
Right.
Neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything. Only God can make it grow. And so let's let that be our mindset this year. Yeah. That yes, we're going to be faithful, we're going to plow, we're going to plant, we're going to sow. But the increase comes, we were just obedient servants. Mm-hmm. And it's all him. And we need to remember to give him the glory. And if that's where our heart is, then he's going to bring it. So I'm just, that's all that I had just to encourage us this year. So make ready and sow generously. That's his vision for us for this year, and he's going to do it. So we're going to take some time here. I meant to print it out and I didn't, but so I used to do this thing at the beginning of every year whenever I was pastoring in Mountaintop. We helped. And at the beginning of every year, we would just put on some quiet music. So if you're able to find something with not a lot of words or something, I know it's last minute, even instrumental if you have it. And we're going to turn off the lights. And if you don't have a piece of paper, I'll come around with one. And I just want you to write 2024 at the top. And we're going to take a minute, and we're just going to meet with God. And I just want you to ask him for his vision for you for this year. And it could be just one word. It could be a couple phrases. It could be something he tells you he wants to do in you or something he wants you to do. But I just want you to take a minute and ask him, what do you have for me this year, Lord, in my 2024 personally? And then after that, we're going to do communion together as our closing. So we'll just, whenever he gets that on, do you want to turn off the lights? And we can probably turn off Facebook as well. Thank you, Pastor Kurt.